Hello.
Hello, this is Dustin with customer service, the supervisor on the floor, and whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
I'm sorry, what did you say, sir?
Yes, this is Dustin, the supervisor on the floor.
Hi, Dustin. My name is Araceli Blanchard. I was calling because I noticed there was an amount on my credit card that I did not authorize. It's a 732. The lady on the phone that picked up said that there was $7.95 withdrawn on the 17th for a sweepstake. I never went on a sweepstake. I went on something for stock for kitchenware, which I don't even know why I clicked on it. And then she said there was a terms and agreement. And then if that wouldn't happen, then they would take out 6732, which I did not authorize. Long story short, I want a refund.
If you'll give me one moment to get the account that was sent over to me pulled up, it will take just a moment.
Sure, thank you.
And I really do want to thank you for all of your patience so I can make sure I was sent over the correct account. Could you verify the billing address for me, please?
401 Broad Street, Williamstown, New Jersey, 08094.
Thank you. And if you'll
You're
give me
welcome.
just a second to look at one thing, it'll take just a moment.
Thank you.
So I really do want to thank you for your patience. So yes, what I am showing is that there would have been either an email, a ad, or a survey that would have been participated in that would have led to the chance at the contest, and it would have advised in the terms and conditions by doing the contest you would be signing up for the discount electronic savings store. However, what I am showing that I would be able to do as a courtesy is I am showing that I would be able to issue a 50% refund for that latest charge.
Yes, so like I said, I never went into terms and conditions. They gave me a page where I added my information. I went to the I guess checkout for the $7.95, and that's all I authorized on my credit card. I never went, I told her I never went into terms and conditions. I would have never agreed to put my name on a sweepstakes, but I wouldn't even know how. That's not the case. That's not what I did. So it's false advertising. I didn't get the right information. So I didn't consciously make this purchase. That's what I'm trying to say. And then that was the 17th. I did not receive an email. I got when I went on my credit card, it was like a fraud alert for December 22nd for 6732. I need a refund for that amount. And she said she's already canceled it, so she gave me a cancellation number, but I need $67.32. I understand for the 7.95 because I did accept those terms and conditions for the 7.95, but nowhere did it say this was a sweepstake, that it would draw money afterwards, none of that mess. And then she even told me that if I didn't call and cancel, it was going to continue pulling money. So this is a prescription, a subscription to what? I didn't sign a subscription to anything. I agreed to $7.95. So I kindly ask that $67.32 return to my account.
Yes, you do have to have a.
If not, I'm going to have to end up making a formal complaint because the information that was provided, it's not what's happening. $7.95, sure. $67.32, I did not authorize. But then it's too late. You guys already have my credit card. So on the 22nd, that money was withdrawn from my account without my permission.
Yes, you do have to agree to those terms or it would not allow you to complete the transaction. Now, if you will give me a moment, I can check with my manager, see if there's any possible way there's anything else they may be able to do. Is the 50% is all that I am authorized to do, so that will take just a moment.
Thank you.
And I really do want to thank you for your patience. I have spoken with my manager and they did advise me as a courtesy they will authorize me to issue a full refund and you would see that back in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Perfect. Thank you. I truly appreciate that. And then I'm for sure canceled, so no more money should be coming out of my account.
Correct. The account has been canceled, so there would be no future charges.
Thank you. And then it's in 3 to 5 business days, I should see $67.32.
Yes, you would see that back in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, and I do want to thank you for calling customer service and hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.